Belief in the books of Allah. One must believe that Allah revealed heavenly books to His messengers in order to convey them to mankind. These books, during their times, contain nothing but the truth. All these books call people to worship Allah alone, and that He is the creator, proprietor, and owner, and to Him belong the beautiful attributes and names. Allah says, "Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance that mankind may maintain their affairs in justice." Chapter 57, verse 25. Some of the books are 1. The scriptures of Ibrahim, Abraham, and Musa, Moses. The Quran has given a brief insight about the religious fundamentals found in these scriptures. Allah says, "Or has he not been informed of what is in the scriptures of Musa and of Ibrahim, who fulfilled the commandments, that no bearer of burden shall bear the burden of another, and that man shall have nothing but what he strives for, and that his striving shall soon be seen? Then shall he be rewarded for it with the fullest reward, and that to your Lord is the goal." Chapter 53, verses 36 to 42. 2. The Torah. The Torah is the sacred book which was revealed to Musa. Allah says, "Verily, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. The prophets who submitted to Allah judged by it for the Jews, as did the rabbis and scholars, by that with which they were entrusted of the scripture of Allah, and they were witnesses thereto. So do not fear the people, but fear me, and do not exchange my verses for a small price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the disbelievers." Chapter 5, verse 44. 3. The Zabur, Psalms. The Zabur is the book which was revealed to Dawood, David. Allah says, "And to Dawood we gave the Zabur." Chapter 4, verse 163. 4. The Injil, Gospel. The Injil is the book which was revealed to Isa, Jesus. Allah says, "And we sent, following in their footsteps, Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming that which came before him in the Torah, and we gave him the Gospel, in which was guidance and light, and confirming that which preceded it of the Torah as guidance and instruction for the righteous." Chapter 5, verse 46. A Muslim must believe in all the heavenly books, and he must believe that they are from Allah. It is not lawful for him to abide by their laws, though, since these books were revealed to certain nations at certain times. The Quran has explained some of what was found in the Torah and the Injil, such as the prophecy of Muhammad, peace be upon him. "But my mercy encompasses all things, so I will decree it especially for those who fear me and give zakah, and those who believe in our verses. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burden and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honoured him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful." Chapter 7, verses 156 and 157. 5. The Noble Quran. One must hold the following beliefs concerning it. A. One must believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah, which Gabriel brought to Muhammad, peace be upon him, in a clear Arabic language. Allah says, "The trustworthy spirit has brought it down upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be of the warners," in a clear Arabic language. Chapter 26, verses 193 to 195. B. One must believe that the Quran is the last of the heavenly books, which confirms the previous books concerning the message of Tawheed and the obligation to worship and obey him. All previous books were abrogated by the Quran. Allah says, "It is He has sent down upon you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, confirming what was before it, and He revealed the Torah and the Gospel before as guidance for the people. And He revealed the Quran. Indeed, those who disbelieve in the verses of Allah will have a severe punishment. And Allah is exalted in might, the owner of retribution." Chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. C. One must believe that the Quran contains all divine laws. Allah says, "This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as a religion." Chapter 5, verse 3. D. One must believe that it was revealed to mankind at large, not to a specific nation, as were previously revealed heavenly books. Allah says, "And we have not sent you except comprehensively to mankind as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. But most of the people do not know." Chapter 34, verse 28. E. One must believe that Allah has preserved the Quran from all distortions, adulterations, additions, or impairments. Allah says, "Indeed, we have sent down the revelation, and surely we shall guard it from distortion." Chapter 15, verse 9. The merits of belief in Allah's books. 1. One would realize the mercy and love Allah has for His servants, since He revealed to them the books which guide them to the path which leads to His pleasure. He safeguarded man from confusion and from the evil of Shaitan. 2. One would realize the great wisdom of Allah, since He gave each nation a set of laws that suited them during their times. 3. To distinguish true believers from those who are not, it is incumbent upon one who believes in his own book to believe in the other heavenly books. 4. To increase the good deeds of the believers, for the one who believes in his book and the books that came after his book would receive his reward twice. Allah says, "Those to whom we gave the scripture before it, they are believers in it. And when it is recited to them, they say, 'We believe in it. Verily, it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, even before it, we have been from those who submit themselves to Allah.' These will be given their reward twice over, because they are patient and repel evil with good, and spend in charity out of what we have provided them." Chapter 28, verses 52 to 54.